The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your Daily Texans podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Friday, August 7th. I'd like to remind Texans fans that we now have two open practices, August 19th and 20th, against the Saints. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. This morning, NFL officials met with Texans media, staff, and players to discuss new league rules. We caught up with line judge Byron Boston to explain some of the new rules.
All right, thanks for joining us today. Can you explain your purpose of being here today and who you're here with?
Our purpose of being in the camp is to work with the players, the coaches, and the media, explaining all the new rules and explaining to the players, especially on player safety, the emphasis on eliminating a lot of the serious injuries that we've had in the league in the past few years.
You showed a video to all the media here explaining these rules. Can you explain sort of the general theme or idea behind these new rules?
Most of the rules are based on player safety. As you noticed in looking at the video, that almost every rule involved eliminating acts that cause serious injuries to the players. The wedge rule, the hits above the defensive receiver's shoulders, hits on players away from the plays. You notice the new rule about an offensive player blocking a player that's out of the play above the shoulders is a new rule, basically to eliminate head injuries.
Let's go into a couple of the rules. If you could explain them just briefly in general here. Starting with the wedge rule, which you mentioned on kickoff returns. Can you explain that one, please?
Okay, the wedge rule is basically put in effect to eliminate high-impact collisions, and it basically states that no two players can occupy the same yard line if there's more than two players in the wedge. So if you have two players at the 20-yard line, they have to be no more than 2 yards from each other, and the third player cannot be within 2 yards occupying the same yard line. So, and that's to eliminate high-impact collisions, because as you noticed, and including the Texans, everybody puts big defensive and offensive linemen back in the wedge.
Another of the rules some people refer to as the Brady rule. I'm referring to, you know, lunges to the knee of the quarterback. As you explained, the rough and the pass rules have not changed, but it's more about that second act. Can you talk about that a little bit?
All right. That rule was put in to eliminate injuries to the quarterback's hits below the knees. And basically what was happening, there was a little gray area in the rule that said that if I was blocked to the ground, how could I prevent hitting the quarterback below the knee? And what the NFL competition committee did was they put the onus on the defensive player that's blocked to the ground to avoid forcible contact to the knee of the quarterback.
But it is okay for the player like to wrap his arms around the knee, right?
Absolutely. As long as he doesn't do forcible contact, he can make a normal tackling motion, swipe at him or whatever, as long as he doesn't come in with his shoulder or head and put forcible contact to the knee of the quarterback.
Another thing was the taunting rule. Can you explain, you know, the emphasis on that?
It's a sportsmanship issue. What they're trying to do is to bring back some of the sportsmanship from years gone by back into the game. And prolonged taunting of any opponent won't be tolerated. Now, just a quick, if you say something to a guy really quick and get up and leave him alone, then that's okay. But keep in mind, it depends on what you say as well as how long you say it. But we're not out there to try to take the fun out of the game, but the competition committee has given us instructions to try to bring sportsmanship back, and we want to make sure that taunting is not allowed in any of the NFL games.
Along those lines of sportsmanship, the last thing I want to talk to you about was the emphasis on, you know, eliminating unnecessary roughness in the horse collar tackles. Can you just go over that one real quick to finish up?
Yeah, basically the trainers around the league showed that there was a lot of force when you grab a guy behind the back of the shoulder pads or his jersey. There's a lot of force on his lower legs, and it was causing severe injuries, the Terrell Owens play being kind of the hallmark play of that. But what they want to do is they want to make players not immediately pull a guy to the ground by grabbing him behind the shoulder pads or behind the jersey. And hopefully we can work a little harder in that area. The coaches can work a little harder in that area, preventing those injuries, because there were a lot called last year, but there still were a lot of those types of plays that happened. I think the league said the horse collar fouls doubled last year, and even though they deal with it in fines, it still doesn't help with the injuries. So what we're trying to do is eliminate that from the game.
Thank you very much for joining us, Weeper.
Thank you.
Also, Coach Gary Kubiak closed out the first week of practice with these remarks.
You know, we got a bunch of nicks. Let's see, Mike Jones receiver missed this afternoon. Simmons came back this afternoon. I can't tell you. I mean, nothing unusual than what we've had. It's just our numbers are down. But I tell you what, it's making us better, because we've got some young guys that are really stepping up and getting opportunities to play and taking advantage of it. And practice very competitive this afternoon. Very good.
Connor Barwin, lots of plays in the backfield. It seemed like he was always.
Yeah, he gets off the ball. You know, that's his specialty. He's athletic. He's got great get off, and you know, he's learning from Bill and what we're asking of him, and you know, all the tools are there. It's just a matter of him becoming a pro and knowing what's happening, and you kind of see it getting better every day.
Those young guys, you want to see him in game speed against Kansas City more than anything.
Oh, no doubt. You know, we'll start to settle on that about the middle of next week, but. You know, one of the things going on with our team right now is because of some of the nicks and stuff, these guys are all getting more reps. So more reps out here means more reps once you start playing, too. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Don't be surprised if some guys really step up and surprise the heck out of all of us.
Practice moved up to 8 tomorrow. Is that an E-related?
You know what? No. I mean, naturally, it's going to help us a half hour. Let's see. I don't like to get out there if it's wet. You know, I worry about that, guys slipping around. So I'm going to do it tomorrow and see how things pan out. And if we like it, gets us off the field a half hour earlier. And I'm going to give them a break here tomorrow, you know, tomorrow afternoon and stuff. So just kind of going to check it out tomorrow and see if I want to continue to do it.
Coach, you talk about the importance of the work your training staff does during training camp just to keep everybody healthy.
They do a great job. You know, I've got to rely on Jeff to tell me exactly how I should be handling those players. You know, hey, he can go, he can't go. Need to push this guy, don't push this guy, he needs a break, you know. So, I mean, I meet with Jeff as much as I meet with my coaches every day. So, and those guys usually have a pulse of your team probably as good as anybody because mm-hmm. they're down there in that training room and the locker room with them all day.
Changing the scheme defensively, do you see at this point that it was a good decision to make the changes that you've made?
Well, we really haven't changed scheme. You know, we changed, thought process, teaching, understand how we want to go about it. But as far as changing something drastic, we haven't done that. We needed to carry over a lot of things we did good. We just got to get better at many, many other things. So I think the transition's been good. They've taken to Frank. They've taken to Dave and Bill. And this group's working good together.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. Remember to purchase a 2009 Houston Texans official yearbook. Again, check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.